Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
For many of us, when we experience government services, it's through our municipalities. The local clinics, the road network infrastructure, and the support that we're able to get from the delivery of services like our lighting, our household dynamics, and of course, even access to water. And this is where we do need to make sure that we can adequately account for how public funds are used when it comes to municipalities. Today, the Auditor General has published a report bemoaning the shambolic state of local government, which lost 17.6 billion rand over the past 3 years to fruitless and wasteful expenditure. To tell us more, we're joined by the Auditor General of South Africa, Tsakani Maluleke. Such a pleasure to have you with us on the show, ma'am. A very warm welcome.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm delighted to be here, and good evening to your listeners as well.
Thank you so much, Tsakani. Always excited to speak to you. And truth be told, we have the world of respect for the work that you do together with your team. I've been watching you on TV, listening to you on other stations. So I know it's been an incredibly busy day, just making sure that all of us as South Africans are better educated about your latest report. But let's just start there. It almost seems as though every year these words remain true: fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Help us contextualize what the latest results show in terms of the overall trend we've been seeing when it comes to municipal spending.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to do this with you and your listeners. What we do as the National Audit Office, we are responsible for conducting independent annual regularity audits on all of government. In the municipal space, we have to look at the financial statements and give an opinion on whether those financial statements are credible. That's much like you would see from any other private sector auditor, right? Mm-hmm. But then, because this is a public sector that we're talking about, and these are institutions that must serve citizens and be accountable to citizens, we also have to look at their performance information. That's their performance report, with their service delivery report, where they account for how they've spent public funds and how they've performed against the things that they were meant to do, right?
Yes.
Then the third thing we have to look at is their compliance with key laws and regulations relating to financial and performance management. Again, that's quite important, because you want to know that public institutions, as they apply public funds, are observing the rule of law.
Mm.
Now, when an entity, a municipality, is able to account properly on the financial statements in that they're credible, they account properly on the performance report in that it is useful and reliable, and they are able to demonstrate that they have enough controls to avoid any non-compliance with key laws and regulations, then they get what's called a clean audit.
Yes.
Now, the things I've mentioned, I'm sure you'll agree, are the very basics we should expect from any public institution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially so long after the dawn of democracy and after so long since these rules have been applicable. So, out of the 257 municipalities that we audited, we can report that only 41 of them got clean audits.
Mm.
Now, that means that 16% of municipalities are able to do these things I've just spoken about. The rest have one problem or another. The next category that we often talk about is the one where we say the financial statements are unqualified, in that the financial statements are credible, right? Which
yes.
is important. But then that's the yellow category that we often denote in yellow. And then we say that they have other problems, either on performance information and or on compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an institution that's like that might want to celebrate that their financials are credible, but we hasten to remind them and their stakeholders that it doesn't mean that their financial management disciplines are intact. Just because they give us a set of financial statements that when we arrive, and then we give them a chance to correct the errors we identify, and then they can publish a credible set of financials, tells us that their financial management disciplines are not yet in order.
Yes.
And then some of them would have people who are skilled in those environments, and they also still go and find consultants to help them compile financial statements, and we still find that those financial statements are incorrect.
Mm.
And then they publish credible financial statements, but they still have to attend to their internal controls, their disciplines, and their monitoring protocols. And then they have problems with managing performance and reporting on performance.
Yes.
We should worry about that, because as residents in any municipality, because you and I, all of us operate, we live in a ward. We all want to know that the municipality where we pay our rates and taxes is using the money towards developing and delivering services. And we want to know what they've done with that money. They can't report faithfully on it, and they can't tell us credibly what they've done. We can't say whether or not they've achieved even 10%, 20%, 90% of what they were meant to do. Yes. So it's quite important that these financial and performance management disciplines be put in place. And then the last thing is compliance, where we find that the majority of municipalities are unable to procure goods and services in a way that's compliant with the law. Now, the law was designed to make sure that in the course of acquiring goods and services from the private sector, the process leads to decisions and allocations of contracts where there's cost effectiveness, where there's transparency around how that decision was made, where there is a good quality of delivery or likelihood of good quality of delivery by the supplier. Mm. Now, when those laws are flouted, when those policies are flouted, it tells us that chances are we're not getting the best value for the money that's being spent by government. So that's why we keep saying that a clean audit is not just desirable, it's also attainable. And it's important that every single public institution makes that their destination. It's good to be. So that's the story. Yeah.
100%. AG, firstly, thank you so much for contextualizing it all for us and also sharing the passion with which we need to absorb this information, because what you have described to us is that too few municipalities continue to perform accordingly when it comes to the financial management of the resources that they have allocated to them in order for us to receive the services that we require as citizens. This, I guess, must be a bug point for you, and not only you, your team, but also for us as South Africans who pay our taxes, rates and services as well, is the fact that it almost seems as though year after year, the same concerns and frustrations come out in the report. And this comes on the back of the suggestions and recommendations that are typically made by your office as the AG, coupled with an alignment within economic policies such as Operation Vulindlela. I understand that you come in as the auditor to review and to recommend, but what is missing for us to ensure that we quite literally fix our municipalities?
We see as the missing piece is the journey of ensuring that municipalities are led by people that will get the job done. And by that, I'm saying that you've got to have senior managers, CFOs, municipal managers, engineers in municipalities doing what they're supposed to do. And then you've also got to have mayors doing what they're supposed to do. The law is very clear. Mayors and speakers and council are given tremendous responsibility and authority in accordance with the law to drive municipal governance. And so if we don't focus on whether or not we have people that are equal to the task at hand, we're not going to get local government right. And so our message is that it's one thing to worry about the qualifications of a CFO, one thing to worry about the qualifications of a municipal manager, and that's important, mm-hmm. but you've also got to worry about the person that's supposed to be supervising them and also fulfilling their duties in law. You know, it's the mayor's responsibility to mm-hmm. monitor the performance of the municipality and report on that to council. Now, when municipalities don't perform on their mandates year on year, do we ever hold mayors accountable?
Yeah.
Does anyone do that?
Oof. AG, you raise such a valid point, and I think this also underscores the importance of not only municipal elections for us as South Africans. We often view it from a political point of view, but as you say, the operational efficiencies that need to be run and holding them accountable. And is that also another aspect that we as citizens perhaps need to drive for? And if so, how? In terms of ensuring that we are able to hold individuals accountable for the financial failures within their municipalities.
You know, the way we understand how the system of governance in local government should be operating is that there are people who are in the management of municipalities, and then there are people in the political leadership of municipalities. Yes. They end up being appointed as mayors and as councillors following electoral outcomes, right? Mm-hmm. And the parties that deploy them into those roles have the opportunity to ensure that they deploy people who are equal to the task.
Yes.
If you look at the operations of a municipality, they're actually quite complex, probably more complex than running a private sector company. And if you look at the budget, especially of the metros, you've got to ask yourself whether or not in the leadership of these municipalities, we have people who are equal to the task. The role of council, which must be stable itself, must also be looked at. What we've seen is that where you've got unstable council, you've also got instability at the level of the key leadership within the municipality in the administration, and then you've got poor performance, not just on audit outcomes, but in terms of delivery as well.
I love the insights that you've shared with us, and I think very important for all of us to walk away with as a better understanding. One thing that this often leads to, AG, is a frustration on our part as residents to actually comply with legislature, even on our end, by paying for the necessary services. And I just hope that we can contextualize how Gugu flouting on paying her rates and taxes and municipal fees then has a bigger financial impact on the municipalities themselves that does accrue, and it compounds as this continues, given the challenges we've seen in your report.
Absolutely. You know, when we don't pay for the goods and services we receive from municipalities, they end up with significant financial liabilities that they cannot pay for. And then over time, they're unable to continue to provide that service. They can't maintain the infrastructure that's there so that they can give you predictable services on an ongoing basis. So we have to deal with the culture of non-payment. Mm-hmm. From our perception, there's also an issue about how municipalities bill. Because the moment you don't get an accurate bill, you are less likely to actually ensure that you pay for your services. So there are those sorts of things where, from a municipal management point of view, yes, there are things that need to be.
A crisp analysis of what it is that we need to be mindful of coming out of your report, the solutions that need to be implemented, but also the challenge and clarion call on us as members of civil society, taxpayers as well, to also ensure that we play our part, but hold those in power accountable. Thank you again so much for your time this evening, ma'am.
Thank you so much. It's been a delight to talk to you. Good evening.
Thank you. That is Tsakane Maluleke, Auditor General of South Africa, giving us the latest update into the Auditor General's report, again highlighting some major challenges that we face within our municipalities in South Africa. So far, only 16% of our municipalities, according to the AG, really able to adequately manage their finances appropriately with the right management, right teams in place, measurement controls, performance reviews, and of course, financial management discipline that is put in place. But I think this needs to be a big reminder to all of us as South Africans around the consequences of a lack of governance controls in local government. Just think about Johannesburg. In the next few weeks, or days if I'm not mistaken, we are going to have some challenges in terms of water supply. Many of us have been receiving these updates from families, from loved ones. Even here on Kaya News Stories, we do understand that there should be an expected backlog in terms of water delivery that will be made over the next few days. And we need to make sure that we have backup supply. And that speaks to the exact challenge. Without the right controls, without the right skills, without the right management, without the right investment into the water infrastructure, that then leads to the current challenges that we're experiencing today. So if you think things like the AG's report don't matter, they do once our taps run dry. And even before that is something that we need to be mindful, acknowledge, and play our role in holding leadership accountable to.
You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.